That was a good time. But the I'm telling you, he was high. He was like on Xanax. I guarantee it. I mean,
who isn't on Xanax? You're kind of lame if you're not on Xanax.
I didn't mean to. Who isn't
on Xanax?
Relax. Who is not on Xanax?
Relax, guys. Can you keep it down?
I've been really stressed out. I'm about to lose my mind, I think. Just really.
Are we ready to start?
Well, here, take this, Ethan.
I actually have a whole bag of Xanax, if anybody wants any.
I have a gallon of it.
No, it's not Xanax. It's Buspar. It's not as good.
I take some of it and mix it up in my...
I put it in a blender. Chips. I put some ice in, and then you
That's
got...
That's exactly what I did. We've talked about
it. It's like a pina colada.
The American pina colada.
All right. Are we ready to start?
Xanax colada.
Think Jeff Bezos is on Xanax? I mean...
We can find out tonight on Talking Fail Dungeon.
Probably it is since the divorce, yeah.
All right. Welcome to Talking Fail. This week we are doing a Dungeons & Dragons episode. When we started, we were rotating Dungeon Master, but we're not doing it anymore, so don't complain at us.
Thank God.
And so I'm just going to do it every time, but you knew that because you listened to last week's episode. With me, I have Ethan.
Hey.
What is your character, to remind
the mange.
Okay. Is there anything else, you know, like race, gender, class, classy?
The yes most no? virtuous.
Okay.
A victim. Very oppressed.
Okay.
She's where she's at because people have only because people have stolen. Woman.
All right.
All
right. Orc. I'm just gonna stop right there. Will.
If you're not on Xanax, that makes you a square.
He just mimes it's tab the squares.
Or bar. It's bar.
Tab.
No, tab's acid.
It's a bar.
It's a bar. All
right. Like Will, who, like what soap. Is your what is your character?
My character is Miss Demeanor. She is a changeling. But she's also a hermit, so she's pretty sneaky.
All right. And what form is your character at this point?
Mackenzie Bezos, currently.
All right.
The wife of Jeff Bezos.
Soon to be ex.
Soon to be.
Some status unknown, I guess, depending on when you listen to it.
Yeah.
But at one point, wife of Jeff Bezos.
On lots of Xanax, as I hear.
Apparently she's on lots of Xanax. Arthur, you're here.
Hey, what's up?
What is your character?
Generally positive. I value integrity, but not too much, you know? What else? I'm white.
Okay.
Very white.
All right. And then in Dungeons & Dragons,
yeah.
What is your character?
Right. He's also white. He's a mountain dwarf. His name is Gary Garthoth. He is an entertainer. That's his background.
Okay.
And
isn't he a barbarian?
He is a barbarian. A barbarian. He's a very entertaining barbarian.
Okay.
He's played by Arthur.
Okay. I'm sorry he couldn't make it this week.
It's okay. I'm sure he's off doing better things.
One can only hope. All right. So last time, when we left our characters, they had gotten into the tower or the fortress castle that is ran by Jeff Bezos. They knew that they had to get in. They had to get some kind of an objective. That's some kind of treasure or something that's inside this fortress. Will, you're masquerading as Mrs. Bezos, and you're in the vault, in the basement of the castle.
This is true.
Ethan is with you. Arthur is at the vault door guarding it, make it kind of, you know, hopefully if Jeff Bezos shows up, which he's not scheduled to arrive, but, you know, he's Bezos. He keeps his own hours. And then you are talking with a 9-foot tall transformer that can turn into either the robot form or a wall of barbed wire. And he is known as Barb Screen.
Barb Screen?
Screen. He's a
scream?
Screen.
Screen?
Screen.
Bees?
And so he is, you saw on the back wall behind Barb Screen that there's a key
mm-hmm.
that is for Jeff Bezos' rocket.
I really hope that's what we're here for, because I can't stand another. We get on the rocket and off to find the thing.
Oh yeah, there's this. No. Okay, tell you what. I'll. You weren't the way back in episode one. We kept the thing vague because we were switching DMs, and I didn't want to lock us in on whatever.
Oh, we're retconning.
Well, no, I wanted to have the treasure to be improv, to be something that anybody could improv or whatever, but. That never really happened. So I mean, I'll say that you know that that is probably your treasure.
I don't like that. I want to keep it improv'd.
You said you wanted
to. I want it to be an ever-changing goal that we never get to.
That can be arranged. All right. And we also, I forgot to mention, my character that I used to be playing, George Sixies, he is upstairs in the guard quarters.
It's not a guard. It's a key. Well, the kiosk lady.
Employee barracks.
He's really probing that information desk.
Yeah, he ran off with the information desk lady elf.
He's pumping her for information.
Exactly. So that's the situation with all of our characters. I know that in the end of last episode, we're focusing a lot on Will and Ethan's characters within the basement, but I think we should start the session with Arthur. You're standing by the vault door. What are you doing? Is there anything?
I'm checking Twitter.
You want to be doing? Okay.
Yeah, my guy's been waiting. He heard some screaming, but was like, "Not my business.
Not my problem."
My job is to guard the door. If I get distracted, boy, this door is not going to be guarded.
All right. Well, it was probably
integrity is part of my character.
The screaming was probably that elf girl.
Yeah, maybe. So, well, so. She did seem like the type, but what does Gary know?
Yeah. All right. Well.
So he's just standing there. He's just chilling. He's keeping an eye out for Bezos. Bezos isn't scheduled to arrive, as we know. But
you never know.
You never know.
All right. At this point, you start to hear sirens. From upstairs, out in the castle proper, up, you know, because
like
you're kind of
attractive women.
Who are like air raid sirens?
Oh, snap! That's way worse. All right. So yeah, I run back. I run into the vault. I'm like, guys, you hear this stuff happening outside?
And I'm assuming you like leave the vault door open. No, I'm not trying to trick you. No, I'm trying to. Sound travels down into the basement because the door's open now.
Oh, okay. So they
and
know.
Barb's screen is like, I gotta go. Whatever you guys do, don't steal anything. And then he.
Why'd your voice change?
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Whatever you do.
Do the Barb scream voice.
Sorry. I that was my bad. I'm a bad dungeon master.
You're the only dungeon master at this point.
I've killed all the others.
Yeah.
So,
you just got to get into character. Yeah.
Stop looking at me.
Susie, can we get a water over here? Thanks.
I'm Barb Scream.
All right. You guys stay down. This is going to be the safest place in the whole castle. Stay down here. Don't touch anything. I'm going to go fight some bad guys.
You are a bad guy.
Okay, well, different guys.
Okay.
Alternate guys. Can we talk about this later?
Alt guys.
That might be a different group.
Can we hear somewhere like Barb Scream roll out?
and three
because
come out and start stretching.
This is the form that I used to fight. The other one's more for like hiding and keeping immigrants out. What am I supposed to do? We'll talk about this later.
You didn't say what kind of
immigrants. Sorry that border contract fell through.
he runs outside.
At this point in time, it's probably more to keep Europeans out of America than anything else.
All right, so the three of you are in the vault alone. What are you going to do?
Well, let's take that key.
All right.
Ethan, go get that key.
I go and get the key because I'm very apathetic to the situation, just very much confused.
All right, you now have a key. You have a key to a spaceship that is capable of going to the moon.
Do I know that by looking at the key?
It says spaceship.
Can it come back from the moon?
Can we?
That's probably why this is a.
Guys, Elon left his keys when he was over I think banging. Bezos.
No, this is Bezos's because Bezos has Bezos his own doesn't rocket. Bezos has his own rocket company. That's the whole basis of this conflict.
Is it as good as SpaceX?
No,
we don't know.
We know why the divorce is going through.
It's about half as good now.
All right. So, what do you guys want
to
do?
I take the keys over to misdemeanor.
All right.
I put it in the rocket.
The rocket is not there.
Oh, okay. Where's the rocket?
Probably would have something you could.
He says out loud. Now, where could the rocket be?
Can I scan the area?
There, you can tell that there's no rocket. There's no giant rocket in this small vault.
I go over and I
tell
him, like, well, we technically are here to assess your assets. So now that we have discovered a rocket as part of the assets, we could just go and ask one of the guards. Our cover's not blown.
Can't we hear the sirens?
You've
the
heard
three of us's covers aren't blown. I don't know about George.
The
six
sirens
e's.
Are probably
George
for us.
Six O's at this point. What?
The sirens are probably for us. How about
you, narcissist? Let's just go and ask.
You hear an explosion outside.
Found your rocket.
Okay, let's go find a guard.
All right, so you want to go outside?
And me both, sister.
All right, so you go outside. You see that there is smoke on the
water.
There was the four towers, and they're all like ascending sizes. The shortest one was the lounge tower. You were told the second one was the blow up tower with like inflatables. The third one is the torture tower, and the fourth one is the sex tower. Tower number two, the inflatable tower, is now on fire.
Well, if,
and you see,
is it like one of those inflatable?
It's deflating as it burns.
There's a kid inside of that inflatable that you see the silhouette of flailing his arms around.
Oh god!
So
that's where they got the idea.
There's guards running, running to, behind to duck behind cover. You see several giant birds. Flying over the castle.
Oh, these birds ruin everything.
You know what that means.
Bartholomew.
And you see Barb Screen is out in the middle of like kind of the courtyard area where the helicopter landing pad is. And he's like, Branson! And he's like he's rallying all the Bezos guards. And he's like, the rebels are here! And you see on like the lead bird that it's Richard Branson, blonde hair, beard, shirt unbuttoned just a little bit too far, and he's leading the charge on the assault on this tower, on this castle.
Wow, this is unexpected.
Richard Branson?
Yeah.
Sir Richard Branson.
He's the CEO of Virgin.
The eccentric
Records, Virgin Galactic. He has his own spaceship company. He's like the third in, the third level.
Virgin Space.
Yeah.
It's also called My Room.
All right. So,
we learned a little bit about, aren't you married?
So,
yeah.
You are in the middle of this battlefield, this combat zone. No one is actively attacking you.
I want to talk to
a guard. Can we find some guards? Can we find some guards and steal their uniforms so that we don't get like
they already recognize you they recognize you as being her security detail.
Right, right. Well, where's Kenzie Bezos?
I'm right here,
right there.
We went outside.
Oh, you're
did
still
you
in
stay?
That form?
Did you, yeah? Did
he was
you,
on Twitter. He doesn't pay attention if he's not added.
Like we all ran out of the vault, and he's like, "I got the door locked down, guys. Don't worry."
Okay.
We didn't technically tell him to stop guarding.
Stop guarding.
I run back and get the dwarf.
Which dwarf?
The one we need for some reason.
Archer?
Mountain dwarf.
Oh, okay.
White guy.
All right. So, well, the three of you are together.
Oh, yeah. No, that was me.
That's me. All right, right. So the three of you are together. You're not actively in danger at the moment, but you're in the middle of a combat zone.
Do I see the head guard or something?
Well, Barb Screen is the head guard.
Does he call the guards his Barbs?
He's guard number one.
Guard number two that brought us to the vault?
Well, there was the aide, the attendant, Jerry. He's more of like a manager, manager guy.
If I hit a rocket, I would hide it in the sex tower. Should we go check out the sex tower?
Yes, and we're closest to the torture tower, which if we enter the torture tower, the torture and the sex tower are connected by a bridge on the third story.
I did not establish that, but I will allow that to be canon.
I also ate some mushrooms before.
No, Ethan, that's called that Xanax.
Oh.
All right. So in order to get to, which tower are you going to?
Sounds like the sex tower.
Yeah.
All right.
Real quick.
Yeah.
I turn over to Misdemeanor. Are we trying to get something or are we trying to get out of here?
We're getting something out of here. We're getting something into here. And then she points.
Before she can finish talking, I walk away.
All right. I'm going to need a.
By the way, did we find the thing we were looking for in the vault, the keys?
So you found the keys, yeah. But the actual thing that your mission goal is the rocket itself.
Well, if he doesn't have the keys, like...
I'm sure they made the keys once. I'm sure they can find the the mold for the keys or whatever.
Drats. All right.
All right. So I'm going to need a roll from each of you in order to... Because...
For what?
I'll say that it is a stealth roll because you're trying to get there undetected, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I have a D20. I don't know if you
can use my high school stats.
No,
because I could get through unnoticed, no problem.
Oh, self burn. Tell you what, I'll give you advantage for self burn. I have a physical D20. If somebody wants to roll that,
toss me one.
But,
I rolled a 10.
I rolled a 9 plus what, like stealth?
Dexterity.
I have a stealth skill.
Oh.
Yeah. It'd be a stealth.
Okay, it's that's stealth roll. Plus 10, plus 14.
All right. Ethan, what did you roll?
5 plus stealth, 6.
6? All right, and Arthur,
I rolled a 10.
You 10 total. All right, so Arthur, you make it. Will, the misdemeanor makes it, but. As then Ethan goes last, Ethan, and one of the large birds swoops down, and the other guys made it. They didn't make it into the tower yet, but there's some crates right outside that they're hiding behind, but the bird lands right between you and the crates. It's a large bird. He has an eye patch over one of his eyes, and he's actually got like a leather jacket. With like, you know, the wings cut out so he can, you know, so it's, he can flap and everything. But, he's like, all right. You know, all right. Well, it's another guard to kill. What? Wait a second. I know you?
Yes.
It's
been 9 months.
Well, wait a second. No, you're one of those guys that, broke me and my brother out.
I look around and I don't see a penis.
It's me, Bartholomew.
Oh, I didn't recognize you without all your...
Hey! How you guys doing?
I was about to just, you know, praise... Cool jacket!
Well, thanks.
What happened to your eye?
Oh, dude, like... So, when we left you guys...
Yeah, like, I remember.
Abandoned?
Yes. Yeah, I remember.
Dude, totes sorry about
you
that.
You abandoned us for your brother?
Yeah, I'm sorry. My nonverbal brother who can, like, well, what is he supposed to do? Just talk his way out of something?
No, I just know where we stand when compared to your brother.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I couldn't make it back in time. We had these crazy adventures. We found a wizard. We went to, like, there was, like, a thing where, like, time stopped for a while. Like, I'm 5 years older now. And it was a really weird adventure. We saved the universe like twice. We met up with Branson.
That side story.
We met up with Branson. We led an assault on that tower where you guys found us. We freed all of our friends. They're all flying around here. We joined the rebellion. Like, dude, hi.
I gotta be honest, this is starting to sound kind of lame. I kind of want to just take the rocket and kill everyone.
Oh yeah, well, dude, we're here to destroy the rocket.
Well, where's the rocket?
According to our intel, it's like we think it's somewhere here in this castle.
They won't let you in the sex tower.
Well, I'm a bird, and also
I know the doors, it's not that kind of sex tower.
I don't fit through the doors.
I just start like giggling, looking around to assumedly nobody.
Why are you
blowing up the rocket as fire screaming and fighting is going on around us? We're just having this conversation.
Well, I mean, Lord Branson is he's third. He's got the third best shot at being a viable space program.
But it's like a really far back third. Like really far.
Look, we're very much underdogs in this situation. But if we blow up the rocket of the number two company, you know, there's a chance we'll get up to number two.
Are you the baddies?
You're
looking to destroy someone else's work and the
what
the
are you
name
guys here
competition.
For?
We're here on a mission from God.
From wait, weren't you
Musk? We're here.
Oh, so wait, you're here for Musk?
Well, I mean, maybe
you're part of the resistance.
Yeah,
resistance
sure.
of what?
No, we're the freedom fighters.
we've been fighting.
What are the names here? Who's Bezos? Who's Musk? Who's Branson? And where does NASA fit into all this?
Look, man, it's a complicated system that we didn't really establish in the beginning, but it's kind of more up to your imagination at this point. But, so wait a second. We're like, there's like three sides here now.
The Battle of Five Armies!
But with two! Or
did
three.
You? The book, okay, yeah. But wolves don't count as an army.
Okay. I'll tell you what. I mean, I'm very thankful that you guys freed my brother and I, but. I mean, I kind of have to stop you. Like,
I ready my.
After taking.
He signaled intent. He's going to stop us.
I'm not saying this out loud, by the way. Here's the deal, though. I mean, I'm willing to talk. Like, we're here to blow up the rocket.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about what if I was going to tell you that we were here for essentially the same thing?
Essentially the same thing?
You want to get rid of the rocket.
We'll blow up the rocket.
You will?
Yeah. We screwed you over. We can sure sex screw Bezos over. Come on.
I'm
if you can trust us on one thing.
I'm Mackenzie Bezos. I don't even care. I'll just blow it up.
When did she join the team?
When he sent nudes.
All right. Okay.
Yeah, let's just blow that sucker up.
All right. I need
a
deception.
In a controlled way.
I need a deception roll.
The propulsion system's intact.
I would like to say that I just don't trust a space company that relies on birds.
Well, the birds are part of the
yeah.
Military.
Why Branson?
Who else has a space company?
Musk.
Yeah, that's who you're working for.
Well, we're freelancers.
Nine. He doesn't believe you.
Ethan, you roll now.
No, I don't believe. I don't believe any of you.
I go for my slouch stance, my apathetic. I've been suffering from a mild depression since three episodes ago.
You don't believe me? Let me go to the bathroom real quick, and somebody might be able to convince you.
Here's the thing you don't know.
Well, yeah.
Branson and Mackenzie have been having an affair.
Yeah. Everyone knows this.
This is true.
What? We're right? Kind of on her side right now. Musk is cool, but I mean, Branson and Kenzie, like, come on.
Musk is single. She's single.
Wait, Musk is now involved in this?
Wouldn't it help?
He's about to be if our cards...
This is
if
a
we
very complicated...
Right.
I mean, Mackenzie, didn't Branson say it would be better to, like, steal the rocket?
You know it.
Arthur, I'm going to need a deception.
Okay, and I have a +0 on that, so let's roll these dice, eh? 18.
He believes you.
Well, that worked out.
All right.
I didn't say that out loud.
Okay,
did I say this?
Okay, so then there must... Okay, tell you what. I'm I'm gonna go check with the boss, and he points up in the up in the air where the battle where Branson's at. I'm gonna go check in with the boss and double check that, but don't move. And well, he flaps his wings and flies away.
Damn it! He's really trying to set this up so Kenzie could go transform into Branson, but
All right. Yeah. So Bartholomew was flown away to check on that, but you probably don't have a lot of time before.
Wait.
If he believed us, then why did he go?
He believed you enough. He believed you enough to where he's going to go double check Branson.
So why can't he take us where the rocket's going to go? I don't see why we can't just let him blow up the rocket on account he gives us a ride out of here.
You need to,
because the rocket's our mission.
You need to get the rocket and take it to.
That's why I was trying to say, like, just steal it, because we can kill him after they steal it.
All right. What do you want to do?
Let's just go to Sex Tower.
All right. I'm gonna wait.
Yeah, I'm down.
I'm gonna wait for Bartholomew. I said I didn't. I mean,
Gary wraps his hand around Mackenzie Bezos. We're gonna go to Sex Tower.
Is it 12:30 yet? All right. So you're going to stay out in the courtyard.
Yeah.
All right. We are now splitting the party, and all right, inside the Sex Tower.
Do you need a headphone up?
No, it's fine. It's not going to be that important. all right, so you open the door, and everything is carpeted.
Carpeted?
Ew!
Like it's like a lobby area. And there's a guard with like a bow and arrow, and he's like holding it up at the door, and he's like, oh, he sees it's you guys. Oh, ma'am, you really should get inside.
I'm trying.
You really should. Sorry.
That's what she said. We have a rule that he points up to a sign that says no, absolutely no. That's what she said. Jokes. But you're not even here.
You know what, guard? What's your badge number?
I'm 20.
Oh, 20. Yeah. Wow. That's pretty far down the totem pole.
Yes, sir.
So we're going to go ahead and make our that's what she said jokes. If that's all right with you, guard 20.
Hey, don't force it upon him.
That's what she said.
Oh!
High five.
Look, if what do you want?
All right. So you're a guard here. You probably know where Jeff keeps the rocket.
The what rocket?
Oh, come on. Don't give me that. So Jeff
owns half that rocket.
Yeah. Jeff told me that since there's attackers coming, I need to get the rocket to a safe distance before they destroy it. So if you can help me find that rocket.
Deception roll.
14.
Oh, wow.
All right. Oh, okay, ma'am. That sounds about right. Okay. So he pulls out a big ring of keys and he fumbles a bit, but he goes to the there's like the one door in this room. Well, there's a door that says restrooms, but then there's another door it's unmarked, but he opens it, he unlocks it, and he was like, all right, it's probably not my place to ask, but you know what you're doing, right?
Yes, I know what I'm doing. I'm Mackenzie Bezos. I'm the third richest woman in the world.
All right. He opens the door. Okay. All right. I'll start the pre-flight process on. He goes back behind the counter and starts typing on the very manual computer. Like it's like all levers. He's like starts flipping levers and switches and stuff.
I swear they master 2-day delivery, but they still use knobs and levers.
All right, we'll pause there for a second. Ethan, you're in the courtyard. There's a battle raging around you.
I'm just watching.
All right. We have to
leave. I think he's lost his damn mind.
I think we're gonna leave. Ethan.
So I'm there. Bartholomew is left to go talk to the guy.
Yeah. Yeah.
Perception check on how that's going.
Will has the dice over there, the 20 sided. Thanks, Will.
11 plus perception is intelligence, right?
I'll tell you.
Perception is wisdom.
I'll tell you that right. You.
Oh yeah, so you, I'm 13.
You look up in the sky and you see that because Branson is actually he's on a like a giant vulture. So he's pretty easily identified.
How symbolic.
But you see You notice, you recognize Bartholomew because he's got that cool, that wicked cool leather jacket.
What's and on the leather jacket, by the way?
It's a bomber jacket. On the inside, it's got this like map of like the whole America, and you can.
Does he have a letter tattooed on his calf?
No, not that you noticed. You might have to do a more detailed perception check.
Humans
next
only.
Time you see him, but you see them flying. They're paired up. And yeah. they're flying over the, they're like pulled up high over the, so they're outside the battlefield. You also notice that Barb Screen is like picking up big chunks of rock and throwing them up in the air. And he just hit one of the birds and knocked it down, and it fell outside the wall of the castle.
Oh no! One of the birds.
One of the birds just.
I yell
died.
At Bartholomew, "Look out!" And then right after that, turn to Barb Screen, "Nice shot!" Just, like, I'm not really invested in the actual outcomes. I'm invested in my personal relationships.
Barb Screen turns and gives you a thumbs up.
Barb's up.
Barb's up. Good job.
Can Barb Screen have said, "I want a rock," right before he threw it?
No.
Okay.
You're inside the tower. You can't make these kinds of...
I'm Mackenzie Bezos. I can be wherever I want.
All right. You see, you glance back up at the vulture and Bartholomew. And you see now that Bartholomew has broken off out of formation with Branson.
Where's Branson headed?
And Branson's still circling. He's kind of going back.
The vulture's circling.
Okay. Yeah, okay. What else? They're birds. What are they going to do
in this
battle?
I'm just getting the impression that that guy actually is not in control of the situation.
He could be watching. He's a commander. He's the leader of the... Okay.
He's probably got his own portable sex tower in that ship. Sam.
His vulture? Probably.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. And you see another bird pair up with Bartholomew, and
brother.
They're both coming now yeah. down to.
I start waving.
They're holding hands right. like in Superman.
Can you read my mind?
I pull out two torches and start slowly motioning forward to back with both of my torches as they land.
So they land back right in they land right in front of you. They are now blocking you from like. You have to go through them to get to the sex tower.
So just like before he left and I waited.
Yeah.
Okay. Mike, and I am Bartholomew, you're back. So what's the news?
Yeah. So we got bad news. I actually need to let, we're working on, my non-verbal brother. We're helping, you're trying to help him, be more involved in his, more active in the decisions and things in his life. And so I'm going to let him handle the situation. I've brought him up to speed on this whole situation and what we need to do, but I want to have him have it play an active role in this. So brother, and the nonverbal bird just looks at you.
So I look around for any sort of material that I can use to like a piece of wood and something to draw. Like I look for coal and a piece of wood and a string.
You can find a shattered, there's a shattered wooden crate.
All right, so I take a me. Piece of wood. There's stuff burning around, so I find soot or something I can use sure. to mark.
All right.
And then some sort of string or something like that, and I begin to, on the board, I start writing out icons.
Okay.
Different, like, pictures. And then I put the string around the board, and I go up to the nonverbal brother, and I put the device over his neck, and I tell him, I'm like, point with your wing.
What are the symbols?
Happy face.
Okay.
Frowny face.
Okay.
Eye patch and middle feather.
All right. He points to you.
Yeah.
He points to middle feather.
I bow and then put my hand on my heart like as if we think it means something else.
he like shakes his finger. He's like no like that kind of gesture, and he goes eye patch. Points to you, middle finger.
Okay, I go back to the crate. I get a new board. I get a new piece of
You're
coal.
Very patient
I get
this
a new
battle.
String. I get a new string. I write on the board, and then I look at the nonverbal brother, and I hold it up, and it just says, "I'm sorry." I show him the board that says, "I'm sorry," I point.
You said that it has the string on it.
I didn't need a string. I have hands.
Okay. he kind of cocks his head to this one side, as birds do, and he looks down at his feet, and And he looks over at his brother. And you said there's a smiley face, a frowny face, eye patch face. And then okay, he looks at Bartholomew, and he points to frowny face, and then he points to himself. Bartholomew is like he points to middle feather, and nonverbal brother points adamantly at frowny face, and then nonverbal brother turns to look at you.
Fuck you till sad. What is that?
This is your system of communication. Which of these switches fires the rocket?
Battle raging. A barbed wire monster throwing rocks at vultures, and then hard cut.
Barb scream comes over and starts drawing too. No, he means this.
All right.
It's a genius plan though, because he's supposed to like handle the situation. You're distracting him for that entire time. Oh man, Branson's not gonna know what hit him.
I'm just realizing that vulture might be circling me.
I think he's more worried about Barb's screen.
I point the board towards the vulture.
All right, so so he looks. Nonverbal brother looks back at you, and he kind of like shrugs, and then points to middle feather, and then he points to your sign.
To my sign?
Yeah. He points to himself, and then to your sign. It's like,
oh, I look at the sign, look at him, I smile and I nod, and then I drop the sign and open up my arms and just kind of questioning. Mm-hmm. I'm not moving forward.
Right.
I'm inviting.
You're letting him
yeah.
enter that space. Bartholomew starts to pull a knife out of his sheath, and Bartholomew stops him. And points back at sad face. And then he comes over and he doesn't go for the full hug. He just holds out one wing.
And I shake his wing.
After the handshake, whatever you want to call this, he points to himself and he points at smiley face.
I point at myself, and I point at smiley face. And then I say, we might not be able to give you words, but we can meet you in your silence.
Nonverbal brother nods and turns, and he steps aside and lets you pass.
I turn to both of them, and I say, thank you. Good luck. Thanks for saving the world. If you ever need anything, find me. You can keep the board. Godspeed. And then I run inside.
As you run inside, you just hear Bartholomew, what the fuck was that? And then you slam the door shut.
So I imagine that I'm now confronted with the guy with the bow.
But he recognizes that you're dressed similar to Miss Bezos's guard.
Yeah.
And he's like, you're right. You're not dressed as a rebel member. So he's like, are you with Miss Bezos as a security team? I probably shouldn't ask a leading question like that. That's not good. Because then I just give you the answer.
Apathetically. I'm with myself.
You know what? If you were a bad guy, you wouldn't have said that. Go on inside.
All right. And I keep going. I turn back and go, oh.
Yeah.
Did a woman mm-hmm. worth more than she's worth?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Which way?
He points to the door that he had let them through originally. You know, you see, there's a door that says bathrooms. There's another door that's not shut all the way. It's like a jar. He's like, right through there. That's where the rocket is. Go up the ramp.
Right. I run to the restroom.
Okay.
Take care of. I start vomiting in the toilet because I didn't think any of that stuff with the birds was going to work. I'm just I pop some Xanax.
All right, so you after you went through the door, you two, mm-hmm. you there's a basically there's a spiral staircase that takes you up. Like it's not a hollow, or at least you can't see if it's hollow or not, because you're just, all you have is the staircase that takes you upstairs. I assume you want to go up the stairs.
Yeah.
Okay. So you climb the stairs, and based on what your best guess of the top of the tower is, and how many stairs it would take to get up there, you figure you're almost at the top, and mm-hmm. The stairs stop, and there's a door, and you can see in the little window that in the little window in the door that there is a short walkway, and there is a cylindrical object inside that looks very rockety.
Okay. I pop a Xanax.
All right.
And then we walk toward very calmly.
I mean,
we're real relaxed.
All right. You open the door, and there is the rocket, and the hatch is open. There's like steam coming off of things. Like
I'm just like banging the key on the rocket.
The door is open. The hatch is open.
Kenzie, I'm banging Kenzie, the key. Kenzie.
Ding, ding, ding.
You're not going to get ding. It in that way. That's what she said.
I heard that.
Shut up, guard 20.
Let's hop in.
All right. There are...
Kenzie, you don't want to fly this thing?
Oh, definitely. I spent a lot of time with Jeffrey figuring out how to fly this thing.
Kenzie.
I know how to get his rocket off the ground.
Oh, Kenzie.
So in the hatch, there's... inside the rocket, you see that there are four seats.
How convenient.
They're angled up to where, you know, like that's the classic, like, you know, if you sit down, you're going to be facing your back to the ground. Mm-hmm. You're looking up at the sky. So that's the layout of the rocket. You're going to climb in. Yeah. What are you going to do?
Can we call George Sixies?
I don't know how.
Okay. Yeah, I'll hop in. Of course.
All right. While you're doing that, Ethan, you have now completed vomiting, and
I run back out of the bathroom,
and he's like, hey, you're Miss Bezos is like at the rocket, you got to get going. I think she's gonna take off without you if you don't hurry.
like most lead female characters mm-hmm. in a romantic comedy, with my stuff in my hand, I turn back and I'm like, thanks for everything, and then I run off to the rocket.
All right, you catch up with the rest of the group, and you see the rocket that I described earlier.
Can we lock the door?
Do you
My
actually
intent
want to
is
do
to
that?
Just run right in, like be in the rocket before they know.
How are we going to take care of all these birds and stuff outside?
We're in a rocket, dude. How could they keep up with
a rocket? You know, it's a bird. You know what happens?
Birds down. Our flying contraptions.
Boy. That's actually what knocked down the Boeing 737 Maxes. Just
birds.
Saying.
That doesn't sound legitimate, but
I wouldn't want to.
Damn it.
Well,
I don't have
a
lot of charisma.
Attack. They were intently trying to take down the plane. Those birds.
I think we could take such a challenger.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. So the three of you are now in.
Too soon.
The three of you are inside the rocket.
Yeah.
All right.
But I look and I ask, who's flying?
Me, obviously.
Mackenzie Benzos off of the controls.
What's on your mind, Ethan? Okay.
I don't like her.
Now is the time to deal with this situation, this issue.
Well, he just went through like a transcendental experience with a nonverbal bird brother. So I think we
I just...
He also popped his Xanax.
I apologized my life out of disaster from a nonverbal bird person.
All right. So you guys
by
are
developing speech technology.
Okay. So in looking at the rocket, the seat layout, there's two seats that are in the center. All four seats are in a row, but you see all the controls. It looks like there's like two joysticks, you know, two flight controls in the center, and then the two outside ones have their own little knobs and switches. But you're Mm-hmm. I'm going to need some, you know, we're approaching points of rolls.
I take the seat in which I perceive has the fewest amount of buttons, therefore responsibilities in front of it.
All right.
I sit in the furthest up seat because we're like facing down.
It's a row. All four seats are in a row. They're even with each other, but
we're
center
shoulder
seats.
To shoulder.
But since it's a rocket, when we sit down, we're like laying down, right?
You're sitting down.
But it's like
you're in a seated position.
So if we
took your chair.
Yeah,
and we did it. Yeah.
That. But your, it would your be, knees no. are still up in
my,
the air.
My back is, chair. I'm like on my back.
Yes.
Okay, I want to be in the very top, top seat.
They're all, there's, it's a horizontal row. They're, shoulder, they're yeah. all shoulder.
But I want people below me.
Okay, you sit on
something. Okay, okay. Accepts. Tell you, do you which seat do you want to have? Do you want to have like the flight control seat?
I'll,
one of those?
I'll flight control.
Okay, so you oh, get yeah. in the flight control seat and you notice that there's a lever for like adjustment uh-huh. that you're able to move up half an inch forward.
Okay,
you are now half an inch forward from the others.
All right,
you didn't die roll for that,
wow. Captain McKenzie.
Archer, where
I'll sit in the co-pilot seat.
All right.
I don't know if that's how rockets work.
Compared to divorcing Jeff Bezos, that's the furthest she's pushed herself forward in years.
Ooh. Ooh. And it was on the shoulders of Bezos.
Bezos. Yeah.
All right. Will, I'm going to need a die, like a investigation, like perception type role.
Investigation, perception...
Something like that. You're this is where you are learning.
I got a 10.
Archer, did you want to do a roll and see what?
Oh wait, no. I figured I would just like oh. win. How's that sound?
Good luck with that.
Damn it. Okay. What do I need to roll?
Like investigation or perception, something like that.
Oh wait, I can do perception instead of investigation.
Sure.
Okay, that makes it.
Sure. Why not? Like there's as if there's rules to any of this.
I rolled another 18.
So as Miss Bezos is like fumbling around trying to figure out like reading what switches and stuff are, you see a button that says begin launch process.
Well,
and
gee,
it's big and it's green.
How do we know that just you
what
know,
does the manual say about the big green launch button, Mackenzie?
It you just want to take the key and then you mm-hmm. press the key onto the button. I take
pull it out of the ignition.
I take the key.
How are you,
and
Captain?
I press the.
I adjust
the
my seat right, up once, to match.
I lift up my hands. And she did push her seat forward.
Once
she has
once,
authority.
Once the button is pressed, a little like CRT TV screen. It's very small. It's like 3 inches big, and it pops up and says, "And there's a dwarf man on the screen. He goes, "Hello and welcome to the launch process. Please insert the key into the ignition."
There it is.
And you'll notice that it is in the center console, and the blinking light is to guide, you know, indicates where the key slot is, and there you see a little blinking
this
light.
This instructional video seems like it was improvised. I don't know how much we want to trust this.
George, did you make this?
You rolled an 18. This
how does he know?
This video is variable and depends on what you roll.
Okay.
Please insert the key to begin the launch sequence.
I don't know, guys. This seems like a trap. What do you think?
Sitting in the rocket ship we're stealing?
Yeah.
You hear an explosion and the whole rocket vibrates.
I put the key
all
in.
All right.
There's a battle going on.
We are
on
in the sex tower, so let it slide, if you know what I mean.
You are in
air traffic control, this is Blue Origin 1, requesting permission for takeoff.
Yeah. There's nothing else out there. This is guard 20. Like,
guard
yeah.
20, shut the fuck up.
Look, either you hit a bird or you hit nothing. Like,
that's what she said.
All right.
Does that work?
Blue Origin 1,
I
this
yell
is...
out over the console.
Hey, guard 20, you want to get in on this?
That's what she said.
Come on. Come on. Come into the rocket chamber. Come on. You can come with me.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. I know that your guards must love you because you know, they're so loyal to you. But if I swore an oath to Lord Bezos.
All right, I press.
Yeah, he swore an oath to me. Damn it. Okay.
I press the takeoff button.
All right, the hatch automatically closes, and you see the because it's the ceiling of the tower mm-hmm. opens up. You hear a launch sequence beginning in 10, 9, 8,
Seven, boy, I can't believe this is going to go this smoothly and nothing bad is going to happen.
I just want to say I love you guys.
I adopted a child from Africa, guys.
I did not know that. You should be careful. There's a whole custody thing. You're going to might need to...
Is George still having
all
sex?
All of a sudden, bam! On the... A large vulture lands on the nose of the rocket.
Oh, what?
And you see Branson looking down at you.
See if I could possess Mackenzie.
Air traffic control, can you confirm a foreign object on the rocket?
Can he see us?
He's looking into the windows.
I give him the middle wing.
You don't have wings. And you don't have the sign.
I still have... Oh, I dropped my sorry sign. I held up my I sorry sign to the vulture.
I'll allow.
Take off, I guess.
The countdown's still going. 2, 1, and the rocket starts to lift off.
Oh, I need to go to the bathroom.
Women.
All right, as the rocket is lifting off slowly, Branson is still his vulture is still holding on to the rocket, and
just doesn't take no for an answer. I knew this guy was a virgin.
Out of the
wait,
you all of a sudden you see
Atlantic owner. Yes,
all of a sudden you see a blur come swooping past, and you see. This big object comes and basically slams into the side of the vulture and Branson, and you see that it is the nonverbal brother, and on the back of the nonverbal brother is George Sixies with a spear.
Is he still having sex?
And the elf is behind him,
and Mjolnir as well. Just
Vanguard 20 somehow.
Even though the rocket is going off, George looks down at you and shouts, it's cool, guys. I found a friend.
I know. That's your new husband. You can go.
Okay. The nonverbal brother is still wearing the sign, and he points at you, Ethan, and he points at smiley face.
Aww.
And then they fly off, the three of them together.
I point at him and I point at my smiley face. Then I point at George, I point at the elf, and I point at the middle feather.
He just nods and then they take off and fight.
Into the sunset.
George! You sound different!
What? I'm outside of Rocket. A lot of noise. I'm not really sure how we could even talk to each other in the first place.
Oxygen level getting low.
Oxygen low. What is oxygen? Okay, bye.
Bird stalling.
Flying through a cloud.
All right. So, the bird has dismounted the rocket.
Now, if only Blue Origin rockets could land.
All right.
Cut.
So there's zero chance we're giving this rocket to Musk, right?
Okay.
I mean, he has rockets too.
I was
kind of
hoping
us.
We could end.
So okay, maybe? So you basically the launch sequence indicates that it has cleared the landing. You know, there's the takeoff procedure. It's still rising, but please enter destination.
The North Pole.
I like the way you think.
I say we...
It's just a quick detour. We got plenty of fuel, I think.
We take this rocket and we go on a little adventure. Maybe we go to Mars first.
What do we have to gain by giving this to Musk?
Like money we have or something? I don't know.
A lot of money.
Let's go to Mars.
Can we get that helicopter shapeshifter person to emulate this rocket? And then sell him to Musk.
Sell him to Musk? Do you think he would want to be sold? And
why would we keep the rocket if we could keep this shape shifting rocket?
Well, I don't think he's gonna work, but we can.
He just sits there.
All right.
Once Musk thinks he's got the rocket is his business. But
what if we offer him Mackenzie?
I shapeshift into misdemeanor. Yeah, what?
What?
Can we stop by a bank with Mackenzie? I feel like we should, like, why would we need Musk's payout if we can just...
Leave it to the dwarf to think how to scam people out of some dough.
Wow. I don't know what you're implying, but...
I'm just imagining the guy at Bank of America. A giant rocket comes landing.
That's Mackenzie weird. Bezos Blue Origin doesn't land.
And wants to empty all of her accounts.
Do you know something I don't know?
I guess they have money on Mars.
I just got to get out of here.
You know, we should call up the Washington Post and see if they want to do a story on us.
And Mackenzie Bezos leaves, and then Elon Musk walks back in. I want to empty my account. Jeff Bezos walks in, empties his account.
Ariana Grande.
Guard 20 comes in and closes all his accounts.
All right. Okay. So
you're just Q.
Basically, is the last thing in this episode.
Flying off to the sunset
to Mars.
Do you want to leave it? No, I think I want a destination. Where are we going
to
pick up next?
Mars.
Don't we all?
As captain of this ship, I say we go to Mars
for the sake of a sequel.
Look,
I go up to the clerk
the bank thing was like
fell asleep in the rocket.
my guy's a lawful neutral, so I'm like, we should go and deliver this rocket to Elon Musk. Just saying, he's got more money than
Mackenzie,
yeah.
Oh.
All right. What is the actual?
We you remember we signed a contract.
I'm asleep.
Fair enough. It must have been the Xanax.
So I
searched through his pockets.
So all right. It says the destination. You type in Mars.
Mars.
It autofills in all the other.
Where do you think Musk is gonna be?
And
I don't want to give it to Musk. There's something on Mars that he wants to get to first, and it's probably valuable and cool, like technology for electric cars.
We just established Bezos is number two in the
now
rocket.
Now we're number one.
No, Musk is number one.
Look,
I'm Musk now.
All right. There is warning. This rocket is not actually designed to go to Mars.
God.
It is theoretically capable.
Yeah, we'll take this.
Was the Tesla that got sent to Mars the only part of the ship that could actually be air pressurized and sealed?
To two different companies. All right. You accepted the warnings, and that's where we will...
accept terms of service.
Yeah. All right. And we will cliffhanger there, and we'll pick this up next time we play Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh yeah, you thought the rocket was the end. We're gonna keep going forever.
Well, okay, I mean, do you want to end the...
Nope.
Okay, well that's...
Well,
that's
we could go
assumed.
On a new job.
We're gonna keep going further.
We might have to rescue...
Technically,
Joe
the
Rogan.
Job's not over.
Joe Rogan is stranded on Mars.
Hey, stop stealing all my ideas.
I'm surprised Alex Jones never got brought into the...
Yet?
Brought into the fray.
Oh.
We need you to fight in the InfoWars.
So, thank you for joining us this time around, Dungeons & Dragons. Will, did you have an RIP for this episode?
Yeah, RIP to the actor that played Chewbacca.
Peter Mayhew.
RIP to a handful of Israelis after rocket attacks. That's just the most recent one I heard about.
That one was very...
Wasn't there
tragic.
A shooting in Colorado this morning?
Oh, what were they filming?
Bye, everybody.
Is what's up? What's up? That's
what's
from the
that?
Office.
What's up?
What's
that?
That's a beer
no,
commercial.
It's like from
Bud
the 90s.
Light commercial from this like 90s, yeah. Yeah. And then we did it.
Yeah,
so. It's from Consistent. Talking Fail, actually.
Mm-hmm. It's actually a lot bigger than the previous one. I don't want to continue this.